This is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. Welcome to the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Your host, Felice Gerwitz, is an author, a publisher, and your radio show host. She will encourage, educate, and inspire you with answers to your most pressing questions, from homeschool, marriage, parenting, and much more. Felice loves to equip moms to live a Christian life because every moment counts. Be sure to visit her website at mediaangels.com. And here's your host, Felice Gerwitz.
Well, hi and welcome to all of you who are joining us today. And I also want to thank those of you who have dropped me a note and encouragement as we are going into, I can't believe it, but our third month of podcasting on the Vintage Homeschool Moms. And as you've noticed, we have different sponsors for all of our events, and I have been sponsoring a lot of our shows that we've had, and Media Angels is our sponsor as well. So I encourage you to go to mediaangels.com and join our website. We always have some great discounts, and also I like to surprise all of the membership with an audio or a special handout. And so this month is no exception, and so we have that as well. And also invite you to join our website at the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network, and we have great freebies that go out as well monthly and sometimes weekly. So I hope you will join us weekly for this radio broadcast. Well, today I have a special guest who is a virtual friend. I've gotten to know our next guest just different ways, and through the years she has blessed so many of you with coming on board with some of her wonderful seminars that she's given for our Ultimate Homeschool Expo. And she is also the author of a book, I Surrender. And today our guest is Judy Dudich. Welcome, Judy.
Thanks, Felice. Hi, everyone. It's great to be here.
Well, Judy, you and I met when you sent me a copy of your book with a query for publishing. And I ended up not publishing your book, but I did have a chance to go through and read it and make some suggestions. And you were so sweet and gave me a thank you in your book, but I really can't take any credit because, you know, the fabric of the book is there. I always say that an editor or a content editor just adds some, you know, maybe spit and polish to a work, but it really is up to the author to pull it off, and you have. So first, before we get into a little bit about your book, tell us a little bit about you and your family.
Well, first I have to say that, as always, you're very humble, Felice, because you know as well as I do that my book never would have been out there or been published without you. So I thank you every day, and I thank God for bringing you into my life. And my life is here in the Pennsylvania woods, and it's very cold right now. Penny in the chat room said it's about 40 or 35 in Texas. It's 17 here today, so
Wow.
My kids are freezing downstairs with blankets and movies. And my husband Tom and I have 10 kids. Two of those are married, and we just attended the baptism of our fifth grandbaby yesterday, so that was very exciting. And this is our, I'm going to say, 12th year of homeschooling. My two eldest kids went to outside schools for a time, and we're just plugging along here on the journey with everyone else.
Wow. Well, we have, I think, just mutual admiration going, Judy. So, oh, gosh. You know, you have really blessed us through the years with your audios and your presentations. And I remember you sharing about coming or bringing your kids home from school and how you were at a near panic at the park one day. And, you know, you just felt like you needed to get your kids out of school immediately, and your husband, graciously allowed you to do that.
Yes.
But you know, it's kind of how the Lord moves in our lives, that He just, you know, takes us by the shoulder sometimes, and sometimes gently, and sometimes with a little bit of force, and you know, encourages us in a specific way. So kind of the topic today, and if you are listening in the archives, there is a handout with this audio, and if you're listening here in our chat room, there is a link for Judy's book that you can take a look at as well as the handout. But today we are going to be discussing, you know, quite a few topics, but one of them in particular is on the topic of, you know, listening to the Lord and His will for our lives and kind of discerning, Judy, you know, what is from the Lord and what isn't. And especially as we get busier, we're recording now during the holiday season, you know, sometimes it's hard to listen because we're so busy. I try to spend a little bit of quiet time, and lately I have to say that it hasn't happened as I've wanted it to daily. And yesterday I was getting ready to go march off and do the 100 other things I needed to do before company comes today. I am going out to dinner with my company. And, you know, so we were cleaning every nook and cranny that hasn't been cleaned this thoroughly in months. So with the theory that when everything gets put away with Thanksgiving decorations, we can take out all of our Christmas decorations and everything will be clean. But, you know, as I was walking out of my room, my quiet chair is in a quiet corner, was calling me, and I did take the time to sit down and just take that little bit of quiet time. It's really, really difficult to do because we get so busy. So, you know, share with us a little bit, you know, first your book that came out. When did your book come out? Was it a couple of years ago? I'm trying to remember now.
Yeah, I'm thinking it's 2 or 3 years ago already. Yes.
Wow. And it's wonderful. It's a combination of, you know, teaching. You know, Judy does things gently, and it may not be her personality at home with a big family, but you do try, you know, you do come across that way. And so, you know, Judy's book, I Surrender, is a combination of a book and a prayer journal. And you have, you know, places where people can write their thoughts as they're reading through it. And so, Judy, this book came about how?
Oh, this book came about, I would say, there's one story that would really be the impetus of the book that I've probably shared in the expos before, and that was when we had 3 kids in diapers and 6 kids under the age of 7 in the house, and I was feeling pretty overwhelmed. We had some marriage things going on, some eldest child things going on, and trying to homeschool, and I was at that complete overwhelmed burnout point, Felice, and a friend of mine had given me something very silly, just some marigold seeds. And it was springtime, and I wanted to plant these seeds around the little lamppost in the front yard. And it seemed that no matter what I did, no matter how I tried, I could not even get 2 minutes to go put these little seeds in the ground. And then, of course, when there's something you want to do and you can't do it, it starts taking over your mind. So those little seeds became way too important in my life. You know, I kept thinking, all I want to do is put these seeds. And, you know, I reached my breaking point one day, and I called a dear friend on the phone to lament, and I thought she would comfort me, and I guess she did, but in a tough love kind of way. And I called her and I said, you know, what kind of God are we really serving? You know, are you telling me that God really wants me to give so much of my life and these beautiful babies that He's given me, but I'm not even allowed to have 2 minutes to myself just to plant a packet of flowers? And she just said, yes. That's the God you're serving. Are you going to give Him everything or not? And I wasn't expecting that reaction, and it humbled me, and it stayed with me, and I kept that in my heart. But she followed with, she said, Judy, if you do that, He will give it all back to you and more in ways that you can't even imagine, but it has to be in His time. And so I learned that's where surrender came from for me. And And I carried that with me, and then, you know, practical things led to the book. We needed income because my husband's income had been cut at work, along with so many others, with the economic crisis. And got to know women online, started the website, and God just has a way of just dropping things in your lap and whispering in your ear. I never saw myself as a professional writer or somebody that would publish a book, but it kept, you know, people would call on the phone or send a card and say, you should write that down. And, you know, you just,
right.
At some point you either have to listen when you know that it's God saying it, or you just have to tell him, no, I'm not going to do that. And I didn't want to give that answer. So that's pretty much how it came about, and the rest has been. And then, you know, Felice, then he takes your own work, at least for me he did, and I know you relate to this, and he ministers to you through your own work.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes,
right.
He wanted me to write a book to help others, but I can't tell you how much he ministered to myself and my own marriage and my own family through the process of writing that book.
Mm. Yeah, that does tend to happen, and that also happens when we're giving talks, doesn't it?
Yes.
We feel like, you know, we're supposed to be preparing for someone else, and instead we're talking to ourselves. And I want to just read a little bit from your book, if I could. There is a handout link that just gives you an excerpt of Judy's book, and I tried to print this out, but my printer ink didn't work. But I just want to read this one part here, and it says, it's under the marriage section. It says, the last shall be first. So today's world and the enemy would have us believe that we need to look inward and consider our own needs before those of others, or that we deserve this or that. Slogans like, it's all about me, are painted on coffee mugs and T-shirts. The world tempts us to be self-indulgent and responsibility-free in our attempts to satisfy our personal desires and seek immediate gratification and pleasure. And then you go on and you liken this to a trap that happens in marriage, because a lot of times, you know, women want equal treatment within the home, and not that our husbands should be disrespectful of us, but, you know, that they can feel very discontent very easily. And so, you know, you have so much wisdom for not being, you know, ancient, obviously. You know, that's why I laugh at this vintage, you know, homeschool moms here, that, you know, we're not really old. But, you know, you bring a lot to the table here. And, you know, it's really food for thought and something that we need to consider. And, you know, one of the things that you and I have talked about, I mean, off the air, you know, is our husbands and how difficult it is, you know, even if we feel like we've been called at times. I know this has been, you know, a problem for me and my marriage and my work and what I do, that if my husband is not supportive of it, it just makes it so difficult and I just can't continue on. And I know that's, you know, been an issue for you, you know, within your family. And then also you have, like, how old is your youngest now?
Benny is 6 now.
Wow,
so,
6. So, yeah.
So we have 8 in the house. Jacob will be 17, and Laura just turned 18, and everybody else is in between there, except for the older.
Right.
Our eldest will be 29 in December.
Wow, yeah. So, I mean, my oldest is in his 30s, and Christina, I believe, will be 31 this year, or 30, I can't remember.
Wow.
But, yeah, you know, it's gotten
Felice,
to that point.
Yeah, what you're saying about the husband, something's coming to my heart while you're saying that. A lesson, I tend to be a slow learner sometimes in the lessons that the Lord's trying to teach me, and something he has taught me greatly in the past few years. I think sometimes wives, when our husbands are speaking or they're not supportive of something, and our feathers get a little raised because we see that as our husband's going against us. And what I think the Lord has tried to show me is that he often chooses to speak to me through my husband. And if we have a Christian marriage and if we believe in that foundation, I think we can trust that God's voice comes through our husband. So yes, it's a man, it's our husband speaking to us. But oftentimes I think the Holy Spirit will use that man's voice as his vessel, so that when your husband's saying something, it's really a message that the Lord is trying to give you.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, because we did go through that, when I decided to unplug last year, that was a great issue we were having, is that my husband was I wouldn't say he wasn't supportive. He would never ask me not to do something that I felt called to do or that I wanted to do. But when you see stress coming in your family surroundings or in your marriage and it's not working smoothly anymore, and no matter what you do or how you rearrange or how you do the planner, or it's still, you can feel that something's not right, then that's when it's time to listen. Okay, is this merely just my husband talking, or is God trying to reach me?
Mm-hmm. Right, and that's a really good point, you know, to really to look at that. And then also, you know, I'm always such a cause person. And I remember my husband asking me to help him with his marketing of his home inspection business. And I talked to some of my friends and said, I don't know how I can do that. How can I go out and network locally and talk to these other, you know, like the real estate? Real estate was really our key target market. And, you know, it's not like creation, you know, saving souls. And I felt that, you know, I knew it was, you know, there was no having to seek God in this one, you know, when your husband point blank asks you to do something.
Right.
And, he asked me, he said, you know, would you do the marketing? And I said, you know what you're asking? And he said, yeah, you know, he knew. He just was not going to be good at it, you know, and he knew that I could come up with something. So he and I sat down together. And we actually had fun, you know, planning out some things. And I would say, you know, well, what about this or that? And some of them were kind of comical. Because I have ideas, Judy, you know I do. but some of them it required him as well. So, but anyway, you know, we did some networking together. And I found that it was time with my husband that I really enjoyed and loved. You know, it may not have been saving the world one kid at a time or any of, you know, the media angels kind of part of the house, but it was fulfilling as well. And, and some of it really worked in, you know, getting business for our family. So, it was a combined effort between the two of us. I mean, I would have no idea how to go inspect a house or do any of that. But it was amazing because of that yes to my husband and, you know, ultimately to the Lord, that other work started coming, you know, his way as well. And that also was a blessing, you know, and that we needed. So, you know, it just kind of opens the door within your relationship. And, you know, it doesn't matter you know, what we want or how we think it's supposed to be. Because, we're thinkers and we're dreamers, and being moms as well, we want to fix everything, don't we? We just feel like, you
we
know,
do.
There's so many problems out there. Yeah.
We want to fix everything. I think a lot of women now want to be intentional, don't you, Felice? I hear that word. I hear intentional and purposeful and diligent. And those are all good things. We want to be that in our marriage. We want to be that in our homeschooling. And I think sometimes the lesson is, you know, what if you would have said no to your husband when he asked that of you because of pridefulness or because it wasn't ministering to moms or homeschooling families like you love to do? There would have been a lot of missed blessing there had you not have been humble enough to say, well, I'm not really crazy about marketing, but my husband is asking this of me, so yes, I'm going to do that. So we can't always fix everything, but we can if we keep our hearts and minds open to the people around us that God's using to speak to us through those people, so that we can be more intentional and more diligent in our living. And then those hidden blessings, they start pouring through, don't they?
Well, they do, because this whole network was not even in the picture. And, you know, it wasn't even something that I had thought up or dreamed up at that point. But it was in times of talking to him. I actually was starting a network for Southwest Florida and had bought that.com because when we were talking about marketing him, we talked. I talked to certain people in town who wanted to podcast, but they said, you know, they had been, but it wasn't working. So we talked about networking a whole podcast, you know, just for our area for Southwest Florida. And so my husband and I had, you know, thought about it, and there were some things that weren't in place for that to launch right now. And, well, before I launched this. So then I thought, you know, it would be really cool to do in the homeschool world, and I know I wanted the expo to be different this year. You know, I was going to go back to one event or, you know, maybe skip a year. You know, we have so many. I think I have 400 audios now.
Wow.
But, you know, so he and I were discussing it, and he said, no, it would be a really great idea for the homeschool market. He said, why don't you just call a few of your friends and ask? And everybody I did was really excited, and he was the one who encouraged that. And so, wow, what a flip, you know, that was. And, you know, so it just, it's like the Lord does bless, not necessarily in our timing. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, you're an author and you've published a book, and someday, Judy, your kids will be grown up and they'll be out of the house. You know, so at some point, the Lord will be calling you back online, but we're getting ahead of our story because you kind of alluded to it. That last year, you know, you felt, you and I had talked, and I think I remember the conversation, and I think I was telling you I was frustrated with some things that were happening because the expos were really a lot to put on and to host, and you and I were talking, and I was sharing with you some frustrations, and, you know, you were sharing some things as well, and then you emailed me, and I was shocked, so... just share a little bit about you know, not everything, but just, you know, how you felt that the Lord was calling you.
Yeah, and see how God uses you, Felice, in my life.
I know. That's
not at all what I wanted. The conversation was my turning point.
Oh,
yes, I
gosh.
Had, you know, the everything was going great, and I love being online. I love doing what we're doing right now. I love talking to you. I love connecting with families. And, you know, our website had women from all over the world. And I think because Homeschool Faith and Family Life was a cozy place that made people feel comfortable, people would actually, like, find my phone number. I know you've laughed at me for that before.
Right.
But, like, you know, I've talked to people from China and Florida and across the United States. And I, you know, they'll call and say, is this Judy Duda tonight? And I've had people drive here to our house and meet us. And
I love it.
I love all that. And, you know, that's where we were going. But at the same time, little issues that happen around you and in your family, and that feeling that I was talking about, that something's off kilter. And I'm a structured person. I'm an organized person, but not too, you know, I always tell moms, go ahead and use the planner, but don't become a slave to it. So that's sort of where where I'm at there. I like the idea of structure, but I don't want to beat myself up if I don't get every block checked off in that planner either. And that's sort of what I felt happening. You know, I couldn't get even the most basic things done. Your daily household tasks with the kind of meals we'd like to have as a family. And God was putting these little red flags up, because you know very well when you have a business as large as Media Angels, you can't just have Media Angels. It becomes Media Angels, then you have to do the social networking, and then there's Twitter parties, and then there's Facebook parties. And you think you're going to be on there for 10 minutes, and before you know it, you know, the kids are saying, Mom, do you know you've been on there 3 hours? You know, you were supposed to check my English paper, you know, and I, okay, well, we'll check it this evening. And then this evening comes, and you still don't get to it. And the Lord was coming in through the back door for me, sort of, because I found that more and more if Benny said to me, you know, Mommy, can we read that story? Or Mommy, look at this. I shocked myself because I found myself more often saying, Mommy can't look right now. Just a minute. Go play in your room and I'll be there as soon as I'm done with whatever I was doing online. And I started to get a little uncomfortable with how that was working. And at the same time, we had the conversation, and you were speaking a lot about your husband and about support of the husband. And something I don't share a lot online, just because my husband's a kind of a private type of guy, is he is a Gulf War vet, and he does have Gulf War illness. And it affected a lot of the guys, and my husband is highly functional. Some of those guys have terrible cancers and things like that appear to be like Lou Gehrig's disease and Alzheimer's. My husband's definitely affected cognitively in his memory and in other personality, the way they handle stress because of some vaccines they got with for biological warfare, things like that. Mm-hmm. And my husband was becoming almost hyper-stressed during the height of the last year. And I was just, everything, Felice, you know, that whole boat that you're traveling on, and then you feel it rocking, and things would creep up in the marriage, and at the same time, you're trying to hold it all together, so you just kind of keep pushing it to the back burner, thinking, well, it's not because I'm online that these things are happening, and you know, I would justify, well, I'm not online near as much as so-and-so, they're online 10 hours a day, I'm on, you know, and I just felt, one day I turned around after having that conversation with you, and my kids, one day, two of them were in the kitchen, and they said, Mommy, you're always on the computer now. And that just broke my heart. And I was stunned because I didn't see myself as being always on the computer. And I said, really? You think Mommy's always on the computer? So I started taking it to more deeper prayer. And at the same time, it was coming springtime, and we do a big garden, and we would like to expand and start sustaining ourselves with food like so many families out there to become healthier. You know, the only way to be healthy is to really grow your own. And I wouldn't have time for those things. And we've always been a simple family. And I started hearing God say, come away. Come away into the deep. Yes, I had the support of my husband, but not the support of my husband, if that makes sense to you. My husband would never say, I want you to stop that website. I don't want you to be on there marketing the book anymore. He would never do that. But I felt that there was something different between us, you know. And I would see that as I was telling the children, you know, go play. I'll be there in a minute. We just weren't functioning with it the way we had been. It was taking a different turn. And instead of it bringing us closer as a family and closer to Christ, which you know is my ministry, to restore marriage and family, I felt us all being pulled in different directions. And after you and I had the conversation that day, it became very clear, once again, it was Judy and the Lord looking at each other and Him saying, I've been calling you for all these months now. Are you going to listen or not? And I can tell that it wasn't permanent, but I could tell that He wanted me to grow more contemplative and diligent and get back to the hands-on, the tiny, simple things that moms do every day, just being a family, doing the school, doing the housework, playing in our yard, sitting on the porch, getting back to gardening, and praying for all the beautiful families that I have met online. And I just reached that crossroads where either I had to dive further into my business and what I was doing because I was at that point where it was really going to grow and expand, or I had to listen to that quiet voice and ask myself the hard question, am I really willing to unplug this thing and disconnect from everything I've worked 5 years to build? And the answer for me had to be yes, that same yes that you gave your husband.
Right.
And, I think, too, one of the things that I don't want people to walk away with is guilt. If you are a work-at-home mom, and I know that we've got single moms that listen in, and you don't have a choice. There has to be some way to sustain your family. So that's not at all what this is about. And I'm still online, even though I had shared with Judy my frustration. And so I felt that, there was some different things I needed to do. And one of the things that, so I just want to let people know this is not, we're not trying to make you feel like, well, if you don't unplug, then you're not hearing God, because for each person, it's an individual thing, right?
No, right. It's totally individual. Yeah. And if you would take the tape back a year or two, it was the opposite. I was completely called by God to be online. And mm-hmm. And I had to step outside my comfort zone to do that. I giggled when I first met you because I was completely, you're talking about the person who used to think HTML code stood for Hotmail. I knew nothing. And I was like, what do you mean write a book? What do you mean start a business? This is way out of my
right.
league. So what we're really talking about is not that you can't be a work-at-home mom, but that God's voice is there for every woman in some way, and just to tap into it and not be afraid to go outside your comfort zone when you feel Him calling, wherever that might be.
Right. It's funny. I just had a conversation with Helen Melanie Young, and I was chatting with Melanie the other day, and I said to her, can you imagine if we really learned audio editing and HTML code? And she started laughing. She goes, that's exactly what she told Hal the other day. If we had, if we ever take a course, we'll be dangerous. But in listening and saying yes to my husband, and also what ended up happening was some things really opened up for me in my business with some consulting that came through. And as you know, I love to content edit. That is just, I'm not a grammatical editor, but I love to read a work and maybe move things around or make suggestions. And so I was able to help someone get published this summer and was really excited about that. And that revenue provided for this network as well as for people to help me. So I have a major online presence right now, and it's not all me. So that has helped tremendously to have some key people in place that can do different social media for me. Obviously, I do respond and I do take time to do that. And the other thing is my babies have grown up. I don't know where the time goes, Judy, but
it does.
And Anne and Michael and I went, my kids still play travel ball. And Jeff had to work, so Michael didn't have a game, and Nick is working now part-time with Jeff, and that was he's my 18-year-old, who is still finishing some homeschool stuff, but I threatened to not graduate. He's supposed to be graduating, and he was a year early anyway. He graduated at 17 on paper, but there are some things I want him to finish doing. But anyway, so the three of us went on a trip to an overnight where Anne was playing, and I believe it was Sarasota. It wasn't that far away, but the three of us went, and our conversation went like this. Okay, guys, you need to make some time for me to get with you. It was like they don't need me homeschooling anymore. I mean, really and truly, they don't, but I keep wanting to have a hand in it.
Yeah.
It's just like, we are scheduling time. I want to work with you on the writing. Like when we do, we have a series of videos that we watch on the faith, and I love them. And they're taught by a theologian, and there's like 30, remember the VHS tapes? Well, we still have them. So we're watching some of these videos, and I'm there with them, and we're having discussion, and that's where I can check on emails and things, like that as I'm listening. And, there's some things like that. And then, so that's what they brought up. Well, you participate, and I said, no, it's this is the stuff. I mean, yes, I check their papers and things like that, but and so, you know, it's like the roles have reversed in some ways, you know, with children. And it really depends on your kids, but I always gear them to independent learning in high school because I think it really sets them up, and it did with Christina, for success in college. So, you know, it has to be the right season in your life too, you know. And I've talked to people who didn't even start their publishing careers until their kids were done with homeschooling. And they've even said, some of them have said, I can't believe those of you that have kids homeschooling, how you're doing it. You know, like, how are you doing it? And it's because the structure is different. So, you know, that too, it really depends on your family and that sort of thing and how you can structure it. But like you said, Judy, even though, you know, you are much more organized than I am, and, you know, me, I plan in my head, not necessarily on paper for things, but you did try to move some things around to make things work, didn't you?
We did. And, you know, even for the moms that are listening or in the chat room that don't have a business or don't work from home, the message mm-hmm. still applies to them. We're not just talking to career women. Because, you know, one of the sections in I Surrender, when I said earlier that my own book ended up coming back to minister to me, after you and I had that conversation that day on the telephone, that was my turning point. Another thing that was happening was we had a book club, I Surrender Book Club, on Facebook, which was fabulous. Mm-hmm. And we probably did about 5 different sessions where groups of women right. would buy the book, read the book, and we would talk. I'd take them through every chapter. Well, I would do that myself because I was leading the discussion.
Right.
So, you know, I read my own book 5 times and answered the questions. And one of the sections in there is in the busy schedule chapter. And I have an exercise that I take women through. Write down your schedule the way it is right now with this, whatever the thing is that takes up the most time in your life is number one, and go from there with everything that takes up time in your life. And then I have them rewrite the schedule as they think it would appear if they would let God have complete control of their life and their schedule. And then the final question is, what changes do you feel you need to make according to where you think God is calling you, from the schedule you actually have to how it would look if you surrendered it to Him? And when I went through that with the women in the discussion group, it was that moment of facing reality to me that I had taken over the reins of my own schedule and that I needed to surrender it back to God. And even if you don't have a business at home or you don't work outside or inside the home, if you're walking around in your day and you find yourself saying things all the time like, I just can't get the dishes done. I just can't get the laundry done. I feel like all we're doing is riding around in the car. We're never home anymore. Or I have women mm-hmm. say, I haven't had a conversation with my husband in a week. Well, listen to that. What? We haven't had a right. conversation to our husbands in a week? There's something not right yeah. when that's happening. And that's what was happening in my life. You know, I literally hadn't had more than a 5-minute conversation with my husband in sometimes 5 days. And
wow.
and that's not who we were before. And so that's when it's time to change the seasons. Like you said, my kids, we still have a lot of young ones at home. And in a blink, they're all going to be gone. And then maybe God's going to bring me back, you know. And He brings
right.
me back in little spurts. Like today, I have the blessing of being with you. And at the same time, when I ask that question, Lord, do you want me to go back? Do you want me to blog again? You know, it's very clear to me. No, because I'm seeing the fruit of the joy and the calmness and the peacefulness come through my home again. It's being restored. And that's what I would say to women is if you feel like something is off kilter, don't be afraid to admit that some of your own habits or some of your own schedule may be part of the problem. Women, at least for myself, I have a habit of justifying my behavior because my intentions are good. Do you know what I mean, Felice?
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, we want to minister
right.
to families. That's a good thing.
Right.
And so
right.
we have a way of saying, well, the Lord's calling me to this. It's a good thing. And I think what it helps to remember is when you're married and you have children, first and foremost, the biggest ministry you have is always under your own roof. And if you feel that something's at unrest there, just pause and listen. And don't be afraid to make a sacrifice or give something up. Even if, I'll give you an example. My extended family, my siblings and I, the only way they keep in touch nowadays is through Skype and Facebook. So when I was making that decision to pull away, I also knew I wasn't going to hear from my own brothers and sisters because this is how they choose to communicate.
Mm-hmm.
So while that, and I had to say, do I not want to talk to my brother? Do I not want to? And then you hear the Lord saying, come out into the deep, leave your comfort zone. And even if it's not unplugging, even if it's something else in your life, everybody has something, I would say, that God is asking you to let go of. Because whatever that something is, it's acting as an impediment or a detriment, even either to a relationship, to a family, to a marriage, or to your personal relationship with Christ. And that's what I'm saying. Not that everybody should get offline or everybody should close down their business, but ask God what it is you need to let go of to restore the relationships with Him and with the people in your home.
Well, and that's true. And I know in our situation, you know, my excuse too for not marketing for my husband was that at least with what I do, I'm home. But if I had to market with him, for him, I had to go somewhere. And then I was being asked to speak at different real estate offices, you know, and it just snowballed. So I felt that, you know, well, it's calling me away. But then it was amazing because my kids were still getting things done. And, you know, my dad was with us, so he was keeping an eye on, you know, he was really funny. He would like, fill me in on, you know, that they went outside and they were throwing the ball around. And I said, yeah, Dad, you know, Jeff has them do certain things. You know, they practice their batting and they're throwing whatever, you know, and so different things. But that was for a short season, too. It didn't, you know, his business started doing well, so I could pull back. And I have a stack of cards of people that want me to arrange meetings at their offices, and I haven't. You know, because I don't need to right now. So, you know, you just have to see what works out for you. And, you know, and I think, too, it depends on your personality. Like I had a friend at one point who completely got off of social media because she would be walking around during the day and saying, well, I wonder what's going on Facebook, and I want to see what my friends are doing.
Mm-hmm.
And that, excuse me. Oh, I got a tickle there. But that wasn't how I was on Facebook, you know. I mean, my daughter would say, you know, didn't you see this, this, or this? And I didn't, because I didn't read my Facebook. I just was on for business, and then I jumped off. So I think it really depends on how much you use it. And I know that people that don't have, you know, like some people that are not even, like you said, you know, that are just stay-at-home moms that are on all the time. If I post anything, then I hear from them. So, you know, you have to look and see, you know, what works for your family. And also, like Judy said, I think you pointed out some really good points that we need to consider, and, you know, the well-being of our family and how that is going to affect us, which is so important. But, Judy, we are almost out of time here, and, you know, I want you to, you know, maybe just share with us in closing, you know, some thoughts, you know, either something from your book or something that you would recommend for those that want to just seek the Lord's will in their life.
Well, this went really fast. Thank you so much. It's been such a blessing to be here with everyone. And I think I would say if somebody is seeking the Lord in their life, to make sure that you have time to just be and not always do. You know, God likes to come to you in the silence. So allow yourself to have silence in your life and open your heart to where he is calling you. And, you know, it may be that he's calling you to Facebook for some reason. Maybe there's somebody there that needs to connect with you. But put him first and be willing to be his vessel, and the rest will fall into place. And if there's something in your marriage or family life, you know, if you're a person that loves to be online but you happen to have a spouse who doesn't like that and feels irritated when you spend that time there, then either, you know, save that time for when your spouse is not around or consider finding another hobby. It's all about peace, and it's all about joy. And if you're willing to surrender, if you reach to God, he'll make himself clear. You'll know where you're to go, what you need to let go of, what you need to do, because you'll have peace. So that's the message I would leave people with, Felice. If you're feeling not at rest and you're feeling ill at ease, find a quiet place and ask God why. Let him speak to you. He'll give you the peace if you open your heart.
Oh, amen. Amen, Judy. And thanks so much for coming on. And you've been a great friend through the years, and you've joined us at some of our live events as well. You've hopped on, so we've enjoyed seeing you here. And your book, I Surrender, is available at booklocker.com as well as Amazon. So you can find it there, as well as there is a handout if you're listening to this in the archives with this podcast, and it's at vintagehomeschoolmoms.com, and you can find the handout there. So thanks so much, Judy, for coming on, and I look forward to talking to you soon. Okay.
Happy
bye-bye.
Thanksgiving. Bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Have you attended homeschool conventions? It's something I love to do. It allows me to listen to amazing speakers, spend time with other like-minded friends, and purchase curriculum. However, after the conference lights dim and I'm heading home, the excitement begins to wane. And it is just for that purpose that the Ultimate Homeschool Expo was created. It's a convention in a box. Choose from one or all six ready-to-download conferences. Each MP3 file is easy to access and makes a great gift for a homeschool mom. Check out all our recorded titles at ultimatehomeschoolexpo.com. The encouragement you need every day. Brought to you by Media Angels Publishing.
Thanks for tuning in to the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Visit Felice at MediaAngels.com and TheVintageHomeschoolMoms.com. Vintage Homeschool Moms is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network.